You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Let the Spirit.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon to you. How's it going?
Good. It's good.
It's a little bit rainy, but we're getting through it.
Yes, now, it's coming and going.
You've chosen quite a heavy topic this afternoon.
Yes, because I think that this is going to become a fairly hot issue in the religious field as well as generally, and that's this issue of end of life.
Oh, yeah.
Or perhaps it used to be rather crudely called euthanasia.
Yes.
And
yes.
We don't hear that phrase used much at the moment.
Mm.
Partly because I think that is going to generate quite a lot of religious intensity, along with intensity from other people who are concerned as well. And I don't want to imply that it's solely on religious grounds that people oppose it, because if only that's true, I think probably the biggest opposition is from old people who think their kids want to do them in. If you ask me, that's a grim description, isn't it? But there is an intriguing amount of nervousness from some people on both sides, I think. I think people are really frightened at the enormous expense of medical care these days.
Mm.
But they're also, older folk are really nervous at the pressures that they're being put under in societies where euthanasia is permitted. And I guess that underlies some of the reactions. But I was intrigued to look at how much this is working up into a big religious or spiritual topic.
Right.
And I must say the first thing is that I'm actually surprised that there isn't more generation of heat and light on the subject. When I went searching, I found less than I would have expected. When you think of the whole degree in America, say, or even New Zealand, of the abortion debate,
yeah,
of 30 years ago, this is really remarkably quiet compared to that. And I wonder why that is the case.
I'm just going to be a little bit silly dum-dum now. Most religions are obviously against people choosing to sort of end it if their life turns up. You know, they can't, their quality of life is horrible and they can't do anything. Most religions aren't into it.
Yeah, God's decision.
Yeah. But aren't this,
yeah, so the heart
don't they get closer
issue,
to, isn't it like, can't they go to God a little bit quicker if they do it that way? Isn't that better?
Yes, but the heart of the issue is that the human life is not something that's possessed privately by the individual.
Mm.
That human life has a status that is worth and valued by more than just the person, the actual individual. That it's
you're a tool for God, aren't you?
Life is a gift of God, yeah. But also probably that life is, we can see how you could develop the argument to argue that life is also a community thing, and that life is part of our global experience, and so there's a risk if we just give individuals the chance to make their own decisions, that they're ignoring sort of bigger dimensions to it.
Do you think we're quite a long way away from establishing protocols and proper due process for euthanasia?
Well, one of the intriguing things to me is that when I went looking, that quite a number of religious groups seemed surprisingly happy as long as there were some appropriate guidelines to ensure that it wasn't just a decision that was being pressured from other circumstances. And, I mean, in essence, I think you could boil it down to a statement that I saw somewhere, which said that, of course, to prolong suffering is actually a kind of cruelty.
Mm.
It's a kind of living death, so that the society could be guilty of actually prolonging pain.
A torture, sort of.
Yeah. Yes, that's right, yeah. So, I mean, that aspect certainly changes. The power of medical intervention to keep a person semi-alive obviously is vastly greater today than it used to be.
Yeah, we're getting real good at it, aren't we? So.
Yeah, that's right. But you see, you have to remember a very important dimension of this is the Nazi use of euthanasia, the extensive use of euthanasia, both for the elderly and for various other people who they didn't like. And I think that certainly raises the stakes on the euthanasia question, because it makes people realize that euthanasia, well, it comes with a kind of history of actually not people having the freedom to make their own choice, but in fact it being managed for them by
bad.
A state that kind of works out on a... Are you used to the term eugenics?
Okay.
Yes,
so eugenics is the notion that we can manage or control in the broader interests of the state or society, the lives of individuals.
Do you think that we're in the modern era though quite we've moved on from that sort of carry on, haven't we?
Malarkey, I think what you mean, John.
Be nice to think so, wouldn't it? But why would you think that as recently, that something had happened only as recently as 8 years ago has ceased to be a factor? I think there is a real issue that a lot of people, especially older people, are probably acutely aware of, that the state may get rid of people who are kind of surplus to requirements. Mm. They're not useful anymore. And I suspect, actually, that the measure is going to be defeated precisely on that ground.
Mm.
I actually think that so deep is the nervousness that actually the loud voices are not going to be religious. They're definitely going to be elderly people saying, I'm nervous that my other people are going to want to do me in when I would like to keep living.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, that's a pretty hyped up thing. But there are actual, the religious concerns, and it would be interesting to find out, for example, if Islam takes a much stronger position, somewhat similar to the Catholic Church on the issue.
Okay.
You know, just as on abortion, the Catholic Church has been more absolute than Protestant churches. Islam is pretty concerned about the whole thing. And I would think this might be an interesting case where ethical concerns might come as much from other religious groups as from the standard kind of Christian.
The classic.
It's interesting that these religions aren't as concerned with people trying to prolong their life as long as possible using all types of science and stuff. You know what I mean? Like we can...
Yes.
And whereas, what's the, you know, if you use science to end your life, that's still using science or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Mm. It's kind of weird.
I think that's probably true. But actually, you know... most of the I got interviewed recently by a medical person who was doing a survey on issues like this, and her point of view was very interesting, that in fact the medical practitioners actually do not want the community deciding these issues. That the medical practitioners believe that they're the ones who know what's right.
We can't be trusted.
And that actually, she was not endorsing this, but she was just observing. There's a pretty strong feeling in the medical fraternity that ordinary people aren't capable of making these decisions, and they're the ones with the training, and they have to make the decisions anyway. So why should it be left over? Why should the public get involved?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's an interesting aspect to it. And what I find is, probably you already know this, that there's a great deal of medical termination of care for practical reasons, that it's they don't think that the outcomes can be good.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
And I've certainly been present at a situation which was, in fact, the decision had been made allegedly by the family, but in fact, you know, it was pretty clearly the decision of the medical authorities that it wasn't appropriate to keep the person alive, because they could not be resuscitated any longer.
It's tough calls. It's tough calls, man.
Yes, it is a tough call, and it's interesting that this is where religion and ethics.
Yeah, actually, somebody's texted in and they were interested to hear your thoughts on the opposite challenge to religion, that is science prolonging human life, which is kind of what I touched on. Maybe we should have a go at that next week. Just that.
That would be an interesting one.
The moral sort of, you know what I mean? Like the stuff we're.
I think that's true. Does science provide us with new ways to do ethics?
Yeah. Cool, Peter. Let's catch up next week, next Monday.
That will be good.
Thanks very much. Excellent. See you later.
See you. Bye-bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.